Baby, bounce this, make it bounce this, and I can get it up if you down with it. Now if you want it, I'ma, you gonna love it when I. Now if you want it, I'ma, yeah, shorty, I need it. I'll make you scream. Now if you want it, I'ma, you gonna love it when I. Now if you want it, I'ma. Shorty, I need that. I make you scream that.
That's right, it's Crushcast again after a long, long, long hiatus. Hey everyone, this is Kasune, you know me. It's Crush Night here on All Games Network, live with episode 22. You can tweet us anytime during the show at twitter.com/crushcast. And you can also call us anytime during the show on Skype. Our Skype name is Crushcast, of course. You can even call in and be my second co-host, because Phoenix isn't here. She had plans, which is unfortunate for me. And hop into chat.allgames.com and chat with us during the show. And I'm serious, you can Skype us anytime. Skype me anytime. I'm lonely over here. Alright, and we'll go to our next segment already. Alright, so on to announcements, and yes, we're back from that hiatus. The reason for it was because we didn't have enough time for the show anymore. Mainly for Phoenix, because she has children, and they're in school now, and she's so busy, and I just need someone else there with me to help out. Because I think one other show host, Derek from DeadPix Alive, would know it's hard to do a show by yourself. Also, I'm thinking about going to a different website because I cannot afford personally Podomatic anymore. So if anyone has any suggestions on where I can upload the show and have it upload on iTunes and everything, please let me know. I would be very grateful. And also, I'm going to do something different today, because I would like, during the Song of the Week segment, I would like to play your songs too. So, message me in chat by typing /MSG my nick, Kitsune, and then your YouTube link, and then what time you want me to play it at, and then we'll all be ready for the Song of the Week segment, and I can play your songs too, and there won't be a huge delay. And then we do have a couple of birthday wishes. Yoda the Third, his birthday is July 13th of next week, and he will be 23 years old. So I'm older than him. That's crazy, right? I feel so old. But anyway, last week was Frank Branches from RP Grinders and his wife's birthday. It's so crazy that their birthdays are so close, like a day apart or something, right? That's pretty cool. Then they can just do like Christmas and swap gifts at the same time. That's pretty cool. Let's see what they're saying in chat. Breakman is saying, a long time ago on a network far away, there used to be a crush cast. He also said, the girl just said she's lonely. Everyone hurry up and call. Yes, call me. Call me. Big boy? And he says, so what guy is going to call him first and start badly flirting with her? Not it. No, don't flirt with me. You don't have to do all that. Just, we can be friends and chat. Tell me what's going on in your life. So I'm sure that your lives are pretty interesting. For For the record, I'm not old. He's in, of course, like, she feels old? No, I'm not old. I'm only 24. That's not old, right? I'm getting up there, slowly but surely. I love to say it around my husband because he's older than me. It makes him feel so old. Alright, so we'll move on to the next segment. And I'm finding a song to play. Oh, hold on a second. We have a call. Who is this?
It's Derek H. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I've been better. I've been worse. What's up? I was calling in to, I thought you were going to do the news. So I was going to listen to you do the news.
Yeah, I'm about to do the news.
Whose birthday is it? Frank Branch's?
It was last weekend, and his wife.
Yeah.
So, like, they have a birthday together. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, they probably played Dragon Quest or something. They probably got together on their birthday and got to the end of Final Fantasy IV.
Probably.
That's romantic. Do you play video games with your loved ones?
Oh yeah, all the time. We like getting drunk and playing Call of Duty.
Guns so you like better drunk. Stumbling around drunk with a gun.
Yeah, that's I'm good. So much better when I'm drunk because I got like 3 kill streak, like just coming up behind the enemy and just kind of like killing them back to back.
It's very violent.
Yeah, it was nice though. I like it. If I could do that stuff in real life, it'd be awesome.
So you're saying if you could sneak up behind somebody and stab them in the neck with a knife, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I mean, you have to possibly, I mean, it's not, you can go and buy a knife. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's been done.
Yeah, maybe I can get away with it.
Okay, now we're getting weird. You're like, look, I wonder how I would get away with it. Who would you do? Who would you stab in the back of the neck? Random person, or is it you have somebody in mind?
I do have people in mind, but I think I would start with a random person for practice.
You know, oh, how about this? Since you're leaving Japan
soon.
Oh,
you know what? We're not... Hold on a second. Let me hang up on you and call you back.
Doop, doop, doop.
Okay. I'm back. I haven't done this in a while, guys. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, so they didn't hear, like, I haven't done this in a while, so I pressed the wrong button, of course. They didn't hear me, like, planning to kill random people.
So a quick rollback. Kitsune said that she would like to kill somebody. She would like to sneak up behind them and stab them in the neck with a knife. And then she said she knows people she wants to do this to, but she wants to start with a random person for practice, correct?
Yes. There you go. There's your recap.
So since you're about to leave Japan, here's what you do. I'm not saying you should do this. I'm not saying this is a good idea. I'm just saying if you were going to kill a random person to get practice, 6 hours before you get on the plane to come back to America, you go to the Kyudu or Yokohama or whatever section of Japan, find somebody, go behind them, stab them in the neck, get in the cab, go get on base. First of all, you're on base, so that's gonna give you a couple hours there. And then by the time the police figure out it was that redheaded chick from the base, you're on a plane. You're gone.
Well, it kind of sucks because they have all my info. Because it's...
Yeah, but they're like, look, you're American. If the Japanese government goes to an American base and say, hey, we think that cute redhead stabbed some guy in the neck, they're gonna be like, what?
They would hand me over. I'm not even
like,
kidding.
Bring her back here so we can put her in jail. They're like, you're not putting an American in jail. Crazy.
They would seriously hand me over. I'm not kidding, because there was a guy that stabbed a cab driver and they just gave him over to the Japanese police, and he is suffering for that.
He's some ugly guy. cute redhead. Look, I don't know if you've been watching the news, but cute girls can do whatever they want in America these days without going to jail. They can do some fucked up stuff. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to curse on your show.
No, it's
they can do
it's
some
cool.
messed up stuff and
like,
get away
like
with
what?
It.
What?
So you stabbing a random. Well, you don't. You didn't hear. You had to hear about that, right?
No.
A girl killed her kid, and then went partying, and everybody knew she killed her kid. She had like a I killed my kid party.
Her
baby. She's like, I killed my kid. I killed my baby. It's time to party. And then they went. Then they put her on trial. And the jury was like, please. Like, she's a young girl. She's cute. So she killed her kid. Not guilty. And then she got off.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened like a day ago.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. I don't pay attention to the news enough. I should.
Well, plus you're 6,000 miles away. You're in a different country.
Yeah,
so
I don't
it probably
care
wasn't
about,
big news.
I don't care about American news.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move on. Here's the next segment song. All right, so we're on to gaming news. Are you excited?
I'm always excited.
Okay, this
can't you tell by my voice? Can't you tell the way I sounded? I'm excited. This is my excited voice.
You always sound the same, like, unless you're really ranting, you're like just monotone.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't tell your emotions. You're hard to read. Okay, so the first news story is from Kotaku.
I'm actually upset right now. This first like 2 seconds because I wasn't going to say anything because I saw it and I was kind of upset, but I'll go on and say it because it'll make you feel better. I'm looking at the stream stats. Your show is getting higher, more people listening than DPL.
Why?
Look, you came back. People want to know.
Because we teamed up. We got to start teaming up more.
Well, DPL split out over Ustream and All Games. You're all Games. And yeah, your All Games numbers are higher than DPL's All Games number.
Wow.
I'm sad, but I'm also a little proud. Kisumi, you have surpassed me.
I don't know how. I'm kind of boring.
You're the new flagship. Now it's up to you to make fun of RP Grinders.
Okay. But I kind of like RP Grinders, even though they hate, like, all religion, and they hate Final Fantasy 13, which I loved. But.
I like them, too. But as flagship, you have to make fun. Now that you wear the crown at All Games, this is something that you're going to have to do. To make the smaller shows get better, you can't let them just lounge around. Since nobody's getting paid, there's no way to motivate anybody. So you have to like slap them around a little bit. Yeah, then they get better and better. Otherwise, RP Grinders, they'll be sitting around talking about Dragon Quest II all over and over and over again. If ever try to push them a little bit more. But if you push them a little bit more, then they do a little bit better. So they hate you, but your job is not to be loved. Your job is to help them do better. So you have to sacrifice some things.
I'll keep that in mind.
And plus, like I said, you're a cute redhead, so more likely, when you yell at them, they're gonna say, "Oh, we must do better," and we still like her. So.
I know. I didn't get as much attention when I was blonde.
These redheads, where it's at.
I know. I'm gonna stay red. And we have a caller. Who is this?
Yeah, well, it's Zena Core from the OKC. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Let's go going, Derek H. How you doing, man?
Hello, Xenocore.
So what'd you call about?
Well, I called into the Crushcast, man.
Yay!
Yeah, the number one show on All Games at the moment.
Wow. Have we really
got I don't even have a show no more, so, you know, she must be doing something right.
Oh, all right. Well, I should get on with the news, so... Because we do have kind of some content to the show, somewhat. Okay, so on Kotaku.com, this isn't really that big of news, but Sony is making a Bollywood sci-fi game for the PS3 and PS2. So it's based off this UK Bollywood sci-fi movie called Raw 1, which I haven't seen. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, is that the one where the guy's, he's a robot? He's like a super robot?
Yeah, and he has like, I don't know, he's weird looking.
Well, I thought that was N3N or something like that.
What?
The movie N3N. I thought that was the one he was talking about, unless there's another one that's out there.
No, no, yeah, there's another one called Raw 1.
He's he's like a robot, and he's like, I think he's saving people or something. I don't know, I watched the little trailer, but I don't know, I feel like I want to watch it now from watching the trailer, but I feel like, why are they making a game out of this?
Because there are a billion people in Pakistan, in India, basically.
And they'll play this game?
Yeah, well, they'll download a pirated copy they'll buy a bootleg copy off the street, so they'll only sell maybe 500,000 copies, but they'll still make a ton of money off of it.
I just feel like it's pointless, but I think it's good that it introduced me to the movie, so now I'll go watch the movie.
America's a small market now. We're becoming slowly a third world country, Kitsune. You might want to stay in Japan.
I don't think so. Do you know how big American media is over here in Japan? It's huge.
Well, that's the media. That's not the rest of the country, though.
I don't know. They are. Japan is richer, and it sucks because my husband makes U.S. dollars. And converted to the yen, we don't have nearly as much.
So you guys are like migrant workers in Japan.
Pretty much. And then you go to all the stores and you're like, well, this would be an okay price if it was, 100 yen to $1. But I'm like spending so much more at Forever 21. I don't know. Mm. Anyway, next news story from VG247. Have you guys heard about this Network Pass program? PSN Pass for PS3 starting with Resistance 3?
What is it? Explain it not only to us, but to the audience, oh queen of all games.
It's just like EA's, I have dyslexia, Project $10. So without it, you only have limited online access, and it gives you full online access, and it only comes with the brand new game.
Wait a minute, I thought PSN was free. Are you saying PSN is not going to be free anymore?
Not that it's not free, but I guess starting with this game, that's true.
Well, I guess what they're doing is they're cutting off the online portion from the game itself unless you pay for it.
That means PSN is not free anymore.
Well, no, I mean, that's for this title specifically, I think is what it is.
Yes. Sony is keen to stress the new program.
That sounds like something EA
specific.
Would do, or Activision especially.
Yeah.
But Sony's doing it, so it's kind of sneaky. So what they're doing, instead of having you pay, like, people complain about Xbox is like, we got to pay for Xbox Live $50 or $60 or whatever for a year. Sony's like, well, ours is free, except you have to pay for each game. So, like, say you pay by 10 games a year, all of a sudden, you're paying more. Than yeah. $60 free.
Because even if you have PlayStation Plus, like, it doesn't apply. You have to get the game brand new.
Wait, so if you have PlayStation Plus, this doesn't... Oh, that sucks. I thought if you had PlayStation Plus, you'd be like, well, you have Plus, so you automatically get the online stuff.
No. It's crazy. Like, that makes me not even want the game, just because they did that.
Agreed.
A boycott.
Kitsune is correct. We will now all boycott PlayStation 3.
The queen has spoken.
Boycott any games.
All hail the queen.
I am the queen. Bow down to me.
Well, maybe it should be empress. She's in Japan.
Oh, yes, that's right. You're the empress. You're the empress of all games.
Okay. Do either of you play Crysis 2?
I played a bit.
I played the demo, and I didn't see what was so great about it.
I don't see what's so great about it either. So, if anyone does play Crysis 2, they're asking which game in chat. Crysis 2, on thenmn.com, they're announcing that this weekend, you get double XP exclusively for the PS3.
Why is that? Why, like, they started out with Call of Duty double XP. Why does that, like, somebody needs to explain that. Please explain to me, O Empress, why double XP matters. Like, what happens if you get double XP?
Because when you play a game like that where you level up per how much experience you have, and then they allow you to have double XP, then everyone's going to be playing that game at the same time. And it's really important if you play the game, because then you level up faster.
So you're saying it's a way to bring more people in. So all of a sudden, more you're playing against more people.
Yeah. Mm. I guess it makes it more fun.
I'm not going out to buy Crysis 2.
Me neither.
My machine won't hold up to it, so I'm not touching it.
That's the PS3 version. That is kind of why I stay away from it, though, because the first Crysis, you needed a big dog machine. They're like, well, the Crysis 2 is going to be in the Xbox and the PlayStation. I was like, well, you guys are going to have to turn it down or something, right? It's not going to look as good as the first one. That's the way I figured it. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. The big thing about that game was the graphics, and the graphics isn't going to hold a game together.
True.
Overall. Agreed.
So, you know. And plus, like, most people's computer wouldn't have played the first one. It was so crazy.
Yeah, that one fell into bug hell in that one. It's like half of the events wouldn't trigger when you do them, so you'd have to replay that particular portion of the stage to reset the triggers so maybe they would work correctly on the next playthrough. It's like a buddy of mine couldn't finish the first one just because there was a bug that prevented the last boss from showing up, so you couldn't kill him.
Oh my goodness. It was like, it's pretty. I mean, it doesn't work all the way, but it's pretty. Enjoy. Next news story on Examiner.com, the Girl Gamer in Boston is announcing this. Did you know that Sega is coming out with a new console?
They are not coming out with a new console.
Sega Zone.
What, is it a retro console or something? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be $80. And we'll be launching 20 classic Sega games that are preloaded, and additional 30 more new games.
And wait, do you have to buy? You have to buy the extra 30 games?
Yeah. And 16 of these games will be motion-controlled using controllers that are eerily similar to Wiimote.
Wait a minute. Wait, I thought you were talking about classic games.
Yeah, there's 20 classic games.
And then 30 new games?
30 new games. And 16 are motion controlled.
So they're making 30 new motion controlled Sega Genesis games.
16 motion controlled.
16 motion controlled games built on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah. It's not a current or next gen installment, rather a retro motion controller hybrid dubbed a Genesis with a Wiimote by Engadget.
Yeah, that didn't sound good. I was liking it, and then I wasn't liking it. Then I was liking it again, and now I don't like it at all.
I guess it's really for those hardcore Sega fans.
It's like, if they just get together and release like a 50-game pack in, say, something that fits in like an old-school Genesis controller with maybe a little bit on the back to make room for the chips and stuff, where you just plug it in sort of like the Atari controllers and stuff, I'd be all for that. That'd be right up my alley. But
they have the ultimate. They have the ultimate Genesis collection, which is like that, except it works on a 360. I mean, you have 50 perfect Genesis games on your 360. I mean, so
yeah, I can't play if it's on the 360. I'm boycotting Microsoft.
It's on the. They have one. They have it for the PS3 too. They have this ultimate collection. Look, if there's a E3 while I was at E3, there was a console there called the Retron 3. Which I talked about on Dead Pixel Live, the second best show on all games now. And it allows you to play Sega Genesis, Nintendo Entertainment System, and Super NES games all on one system. And they weren't built then. You had to have the games. You just plug the game in and you can play it. And that thing was beautiful. And that was also $80. So I would rather.
Yeah, it looks like they got wireless controllers and everything for the Retro 3.
Yeah, the Retron 3. I would get a Retron 3 before I got this Sega Zone. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying no to the Sega Zone.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there for those Sega fans. I think Sega is making a comeback slowly. It's just, I think they're trying, like the article said, they're trying to test the waters for their own console, like brand new.
Don't nobody want no Sega console no more.
They need to collaborate with somebody else, maybe, if they're going to do that.
They like had their chance.
Something.
I don't know. I'm kind of partial because I enjoy like their rhythm game called Project Diva. So
that was on a Sega Genesis?
No, it's a new game by Sega.
Oh yeah, but that's not a console. Like they can make games all day long. They still make a good game every once in a while. But I'm talking a full fledged console. Nobody wants that from Sega. They blew their load. They had a good one with the Dreamcast, and then they gave up. And now I'm pissed at them. So I'm never. I don't think I would ever buy it. And I don't think a new company could come out with a new console right now for a while. I think the stuff we have right now are too powerful, and people would expect, they're like, dude, my phone can do this. You know, it's like,
yeah.
A new console is not really what people are looking for.
That's true. You can't really start from scratch.
Yeah.
Get to
like
that
if
point.
ColecoVision came back and tried, oh, here's a ColecoVision Ultra. Nobody's buying it. It's three times as powerful. Even if they said it was three times as powerful as the Sony PS3, still nobody would care.
Yeah, you're better off buying a PC at that point because they're that close now.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, I don't know. I think they should re-release a Dreamcast. Re-release that one.
Like a smaller one, the one the size of a compact display or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I think they should just release Dreamcast. Like, here's the thing about today's consoles, like the 360 and the PS3. They're fast enough that they can emulate the Dreamcast perfectly. So they don't need to release a small Dreamcast. They can just release the games. The freaking iPhone can do it. So, they don't need a Dreamcast.
That's true, but I think that a lot of people would buy it just because it's a Sega Dreamcast.
Well, the fanboys would, but yeah. Would it be profitable? That's the question. Because they won't do it unless they're going to be in the black.
Unless they can sell a million of them, they ain't going to make it.
Yeah. Hmm.
They'll let Nyko make it or something.
Mad Cats.
Yeah, the Mad Cats. The Mad Cats Dreamcast.
Hmm. All right, next story from JewelPixels.com. Another news about Resistance 3. The beta is coming soon, so you should really apply for that if you're interested, which I'm not really interested. Like, I didn't even join it Uncharted 3's beta.
Was Resistance like a launch game for the PS3?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. I remember now. It was one in the World War II one, right? World War II fighting aliens.
Yep, that's it.
My husband enjoyed it.
It was very mediocre.
So I'll just link that in chat, and you guys can go apply for the beta if you're interested.
And what does the beta get you? Just playing, like, is it the multiplayer?
Yeah.
Multiplayer.
Just like Uncharted 3, you just get to try it out. You can pick out all the bugs and complain about it, even though you get the chance to try it out.
That's the bad part about betas. You get in there like, oh, it's broken. This game sucks. It's broke. Like, dude, you're playing a beta. You know it's going to be broke. You still complain because they're stupid.
Yeah. But, next news story from Fizorg.com. Civilization is the game is coming to Facebook. Which it sounds pretty fun on Facebook, you know?
First of all, I can tell by the fact you said Civilization sounds fun that you've never played Civilization, Kitsune.
I played a little bit.
Lord, that game is boring. That game will put you to sleep in a heartbeat.
I don't know. I think playing with friends would be kind of fun. And on a Facebook game, you don't just sit there all day and play it unless you're crazy. You just, like, go on, like, you know, randomly.
You're right, it would be perfect for Facebook because it's a turn-based game. I can see it better on Facebook than sitting around your computer monitor or on a 360 or something, multiplayer playing it. Yeah, it's a better Facebook game.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. And I'll read little blurb from it. The Facebook game is set in an online world where players collaborate to build the strongest nation and become the most powerful civilization by wielding economic, technological, political, or military might. That sounds fun with friends.
Yeah, like the from what I understand, it's using the same mechanic they use in like all the Zynga games by players grouping together and making, they make a nation themselves. They can form alliances, attack other nations. They have, and it's on an extended program, just like a Facebook. So, one, like, the leader of the nation says they're attacking, you have like 4 hours to respond and offer your share of the resources toward the fight and all this other thing. So, it has potential, but whether or not there's actually a game in there, I still am skeptical about on that. I think it's just another Facebook game that's meant to burn time and eat money.
Probably. You're probably right, but I don't know. I'd still try it out. Breakman says...
The first person that sends me a Facebook Civilization invite, and please help me get gold for my nation or some crap like that. If I'm deleting you from my Facebook.
I hate how all those games like push the notifications on your Facebook page. And it's like, do you want this on your Facebook page? And I'm like, no, I don't want all this stuff about this game on my Facebook. I just want to play the game right here and its own little thing.
I have one person that does that, and every time it happens, like, she'll start playing a new game, and for the next week, every day I'll get like 10 notifications from her. And I was like, I just want to delete. I just delete. But I've known her since high school, so I can't like delete her because that would be kind of an asshole thing to do. But I can't stand that.
Bregman says,
Can't you just block her updates or anything like that?
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, you can block their updates to the page or whatever without actually cutting them as a friend.
I am clicking right now. Going to Facebook.
Bregman says, WTF, Civ put Derek to sleep? Wow, he played it wrong.
No, Civilization, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me back up Derek here, man, because some people do not get all engrossed in a turn-based game like that. I mean, if you played old-school Civilization, you'd understand. I think you need
more bread. Build a windmill. Oh, you have four warriors barracked in the city. They are eating your food. You need more bread. You need more grain to make bread. Okay, I got it. You're being attacked. They have stolen your bread. Oh, now I gotta build more bread.
Alright, we gotta move on. On Kotaku.com, there's another story from them, which interested me. There's this guy, his name is Ahan76, that's his pseudonym. So, he's a PlayStation collector. So, he says he has every single game for the PlayStation 2, every PS2 game. And he began his collection with Ridge Racer 5. And the thing that got me, like, that's not even, I mean, it's a big deal, but it's like, oh, okay, so he has every game, but it's, every game is new and sealed.
What? Wait a minute, so he just buys the game and puts them on the shelf without ever playing them?
Yes.
For collection purposes.
There's no play. Come on.
No, I mean, those people are freaky, man. It's like, do not open.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, those collectors that have value, that set value aside for containers that have never been opened for, like, action figures and all this other stuff. He's in that genre. He's not a straight up gamer. He's a collector. That's a whole nother issue.
Yeah,
but he thinks that he's gonna be rich or something from it, and he's not, because everybody goes to a flea market and you can see, oh look, here's a ton of PS2 games in a tub for I don't know, 50 cents each. Go ahead, take them.
But they're, if not, he worth sold these like all on eBay, would somebody buy them like in one big collection?
Maybe he wants to keep them for his own sake. I mean, there's a guy out, I know of for a fact from seeing it from a show, there's a guy who collects adult paraphernalia just to have them. And he puts them up like in a pseudo museum just so he has them. And it's like, so whenever I see stories like this, it's like, okay, he's just one of them collectors.
He's put him over there. I feel bad for him. Yeah, that's just a sickness that you gotta, I mean, it's just, it's kind of, what does his wife think? What does his girlfriend think of this question?
It doesn't say anything about a wife or a girlfriend.
Probably because she doesn't know this.
Wow. I don't know. If my husband did that, I'd be like, I want to play this game, honey. Can I play this game? No, no, you can't open it.
Yeah, how many games would your husband have to buy? Like, say your husband, the PS Vita came out, and he started buying every game, and then not opening them, and suddenly you have like 300 games not opened on a shelf. Well, he'd be like, what's going on?
It's like, I'm trying to compete with the angry video game there. That's what like, I'm trying to
I was wondering, does this guy even play video games? Because if you buy something you like, then you have to buy double.
Yeah. See, that's why I think he's just a collector. He's not a gamer.
So. I think he has some kind of syndrome.
Every game is the first release. The only greatest hits game he has are those with extra content not found in the original release. He only claims to have every NTSC game from North America, so anything released only in Japan or PAL markets, he doesn't have.
He's a quitter.
Loser.
I mean, if he's gotten to the point where he's done, I think he should try to get the rest.
So sad.
Yeah, like he stopped at only the NTSC. He's a quitter, that's what he is.
I'll get those Japanese ones. Binary 667 is like hoarding, it's gross.
Yeah, like when you go into this guy's house, like right now, this part, like I'm looking at a picture that you put in the chat, Kitsune, of his wall. And you know what? It looks impressive. I'm not gonna say it doesn't. I have a bunch of movies too, and I don't have that many movies. But I'm looking at that. That looks like. But you know, if they move the camera to the left or to the right, it's just disgusting in there.
Probably.
It's like food and like dirty underwear on stuff and
probably and, like and my
like
house.
A dead cat stuck in there.
No, that's so crazy. Because I sometimes think I have a problem because I collect like all these figures and stuff. I don't even have room for them. But this guy, like, I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, like, I followed the link that the Kotaku put up. The website is PlayStation Collecting. So, they're already in their own little community there. So,
yeah, it's
you know,
crazy.
Just wave as you go past, you know. Don't feed them.
All right. So, we'll talk about what we've been playing. I've been playing Let's Have Yakuza 4. I'm on the second guy, Sayajima, and I like the guy before him better, because with Sayajima, you can't go into the host clubs. I'm, like, irritated by that. So I'm trying to get through the whole game so I can go back to the host clubs and play some hostess booby ping pong.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What's a host club?
A hostess club is a place in Japan where you go in and you get attention from girls and, yeah, that's it.
It's a club. So it's a regular club then.
Yeah, like a bar, but you basically you're paying to have the entertainment by the girl. But she doesn't strip or anything.
What? So it's like a PG strip club where you get a lap dance. Like, you pay for a lap like a dance, but the lap dance is just her coming up and talking to you?
Well, it's like a nightclub where all the women in there are paid to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And you buy drinks for them on top of that.
Yeah, I don't know, like, if you think about it, it's really lonely, but I want to go, just to go. But it's so expensive.
It sounds like pimp training. Like, for guys who want to learn how to be pimps, they must go there to learn the art, and then they can go out into the world and be more successful.
Like, will these girls actually date you, and, like you go in there, you pay them, but if they say, oh, you know, this guy's really nice, I'll date him, or are they not allowed to date or something, or?
It's frowned upon.
Yeah.
So what's the point in going if you can't get a date out of it?
Because there's a lot of lonely people in the world.
I think it's mainly a cultural thing on top of anything else. It's just a cultural thing.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it make you more lonely if you went to a place and everybody was nice to you, but you knew they were nice to you because you paid them, but you drink enough to make yourself forget that you're paying them. But then as soon as you leave, as soon as you walk out the door, it's all over. Like,
yeah.
Your phone's not going to ring. Like, that would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I come home from after E3. Like, E3, I know a bunch of people, I'm all happy, and then I leave, and just sad again, because nobody knows me.
What's even worse is, I think, how is it pronounced, Kitsune, the tsundere diners and stuff, where the waitresses treat you really bad on purpose, but the moment you try to leave, they get all loving and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not even going to that. That's too much to explain. Oh, my goodness. That would take way too long.
Oh, my God, man. That'd make me so confused.
It's a choice, though, because there's also strip clubs here. Like, they're even next town over. I can go to a strip club. It's really expensive, but... And then there's also bars. You can go in and pick up a girl if you want to take her home. So it's just harder because you gotta actually work towards it.
Well, if you're American, are you looking at American guys and like, oh, you're an American guy, I'm going to go home with you. Like,
pretty
is it easier
much.
For American guys or no?
Pretty much, like... Any form.
Oh, easier for us because we're dark.
Yeah, exactly. For black guys, like, it's even easier. Except I went in this one club and it was just full of black guys and they kept hitting on me and I did not appreciate it. And that's when it's too much.
She's about to hang up on you, Xenocor.
No. No, I think they were all, like, Jamaican and Haitian and...
Kill all the Haitians.
And then you'll be like, and they can speak English, so I'm rare over here, so they're like trying to hit on me, and I'm like, I'm married, and they're like, so? I am too. So what?
Oh boy. Yeah, don't go with that lines then.
Yeah. I won't ever go back to that club.
If you don't go in there escorted, don't go in there at all. Because you need vouchers for yourself to go in if you're going to go in there.
Yeah, there's one guy, he just, like, grabbed me. So he's just, like, holding me, and I can't get away from him. And then I'm like, I start yelling my husband's name because he's over at the bar, like, drinking shots. I'm just watching him, like, Casey, Casey. And then my friends I'm with, they're like, Casey, Casey, Casey. And then the guy is like, Casey, Casey. And then my husband comes up, and he's like, oh, my bad.
That's funny, he jumped in there. That's hilarious. Yeah. That's like right out of a movie right there.
Yeah, I've had some crazy nights here in Japan.
We will learn about those on every episode of Crushcast. You can tell us about another crazy night in
Tales Japan. From the Empress.
Yeah. Tales from the Empress.
And I've also been playing Your Shape Fitness Evolved for Kinect, and I'm loving it. I think it's actually working, and I'm toning my thighs, my butt, and everything, and I'm sore right now.
Pixar didn't happen.
You've seen pics of me on the beach. I think it's okay. I think I'm good. But, yeah, I think it really, really works, so I recommend it. So what have you guys been playing, Derek?
I've been playing a lot. This is bad because, like, I host a gaming show and everything, but this is what I've been playing. I've been playing the demo of Bobblehead Baseball or whatever. It's a bad game. It's not good, but for some reason I keep playing it because it cheats and I can't stand it. It cheats. I've been playing the demo of FIFA 11 because I'm interviewing the FIFA 12 guy, so I got to pretend like I know a lot about soccer. So I'm playing that. And I've been playing Pinball Effects because I have the high score on every table on Pinball Effects 2. Every single table I have a high score on. So now I'm going through just raising my high scores up higher to make sure nobody ever surpasses me. Which now that I have said it out loud makes me know I'm kind of sad.
It makes me want to go try it.
If you have Pinball Effects, my gamer tag is VA Races. I'm telling you, I'm a beast on that game. I mean, I got a Captain America table. I just got a Captain America table this morning. The highest score on my friends list was 64 million, and about 3 hours ago, I popped 105 million, just without even trying hard, because that's how good I am, and that gets me nothing. That and a dollar get me a half a cup of coffee in America.
All right. So what have you been playing, Xenocor?
Well, let's see. I finally got my copy of Super Street Fighter 4 from Gamefly, so I started playing into that. And I've just figured out I'm only worth anything if I just play Ken, just because I know him. And I can't deal with online lag, because the moment I try to go online, no matter how good I do against the PC or the computer, the moment I go online, I just get trounced. It's ridiculous. So either it's I'm not used to playing with the lag, or my skills are just measure up to being a mediocre gamer, and I will get trounced all day. So I might as well just send it right back.
So. Maybe we should play because I suck really bad, so you'll probably win. What system do you have it for?
I got it for the PS3.
Oh, right, right, because you're not, you're anti Microsoft. Okay, I do too, though. So,
and,
we should.
And then after I did a session of that and got pissed off, I decided to put back in Brutal Legend and started on hard just to try to beat it again. Because, damn it, everything in that game is good except for them trying to go for an RTS.
I should have
just made a Zelda clone and been done with it, and it would have been fine. Damn it.
It feels so good until you get to the RTS. You're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It just throws you out of the game.
Yeah, it makes me cry. It really does. Because that game has me rolling on the floor every time I play it. And I know what's coming, and I'm still laughing my head off. So, yeah.
What games did you get for the... what games did both of you guys get for the PS3 We're Sorry We Fucked Up thing?
I ended up getting Little Big Planet, and the other one glitched out. It used my credit, and I didn't get anything with it, so screw it. It's the only one I really wanted out of the list anyway. So.
I know, they were...
I already had Wipeout, so...
Choices.
You didn't get any?
I got Infamous and Dead Nation, which was horrible.
I was playing Dead Nation for a while before I just got tired. I'm like, okay, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's just irritating. All right.
Yeah, Infamous isn't a bad choice, but yeah, I went with Little Big Planet just to see exactly how that game went through, and because I always had interest in it, but you know, it's very cutesy, so I wouldn't pay for it. But if it's for free, sure, I'll take it. So.
All right, and we gotta move on because we only have 10 more minutes. It went so fast. All right, here's the song. And that was a beat by Katsuhiko Janai. And we love Janai on Crushcast. So, my song, you've heard it. You heard it yesterday. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay. Go.
That's one of my summer songs. I love it.
It's very cute.
I still would like to see you do the bubble pop dance.
I'll do it on the beach.
You said you were looking at that video for fashion ideas.
Yeah. You see what she's wearing?
Yeah, tank tops and shorts. Like, that's not really...
That is so, like...
Midwest.
Too sexy.
It's tank top and shorts. Oh, she's not doing anything crazy there.
You can't wear that over here, but I will, like, all summer.
What? You can't wear a tank top and shorts over there?
Not like that.
Will the fashion police come and arrest you or something? Or?
No, you'll just be given, like, really bad looks. And on base, actually, you can't wear really short shorts, but I do anyway because it's freaking hot. I think this is going to be the hottest summer I've ever had here.
Zena Core, have you ever gone outside and said, wow, it's really hot, let me go inside and put my short shorts on?
No.
Yeah, that's the excuse only girls use to put on really sexy shorts. You know, it's kind of hot outside. I'm going to...
Yeah, this is a Daisy Dukes kind of day.
Yeah.
But it is freaking hot where you don't even want to wear clothes at all, but you know you have to wear something. Okay.
Not really. No, I didn't say that.
All right. And we have a song by Kaijudo. He said, my wifey and I love the song. Play it if you can. So it's called Satellite by Lena.
Everywhere for you, I even did my hair for you. I bought new underwear, they blue. kind of worried just the other day. Love, you know I'll fight for you. I left on the porch light for you. Whether you are sweet or cool, I'm gonna love you either way. Love, oh love, I gotta tell you how I feel about you. Cause I, oh I, can't go a minute without your love.
I actually really like that song. Is it on iTunes, Kaijudo? Let me know.
Do you use Google Music at all, Kitsune?
No.
It's a Google Music.
Yeah, it's the way you upload all your music to Google and you can play it anywhere you are.
Okay, it's a beta project. Okay,
cool. Mm. Well, all Google stuff is beta except for Gmail.
Oh, that. Oh, Gmail's actually 1.0 now? Holy crap.
Yeah, they had to because they're like, not boring nerd talk, blah, blah, blah. They did it for so that corporate people would use it because corporate people, a lot of big companies refuse to use anything that says beta on it.
Yeah.
So they pulled it off of that.
All right, and we have another song of the week.
I do not talk, I'm just a rapper. Stomping on these niggas like a whack-a-mole with no hands. Get girls on the floor like a slow jam. Fuck yeah, I'm feeling myself, no lotion. My light shine bright, no roaches. Nigga, I'm focused. You the one who eyes wrong. Only time I worry is when I'm in the no-fly zone. Cause I'm so fly, homes fresh like pine cones. Female phone book, my iPhone. Margarita break, mean a limelight. Nerd girls losing their shit like prime night. Mouth like a pussy, it can never be too tight.
That's funny. Is that on iTunes?
Yeah.
I actually listen to that song, Mr. Glover, believe it or not.
Yeah, Mr. Glover is very reliable.
So, that was by Derek.
Yeah, that was my song of the week. Yeah. It actually is my song of the week. That's the song I've been playing all week.
Childish Gambino, New Prince. Hmm. My husband will probably find that hilarious, too. Okay, and then we have another, this will be the last song in the week, by Maiko, called Put a Donk on It by Blackout Crew. Okay, some interesting picks this week. Is there any music to this? I see a house, someone putting a package. Front door, and the guy comes out and he has like big sunglasses and a hairy chest and some tattoos and a towel on.
Yeah, it's sick art. Yeah, that's good.
Of course it's British.
Wait, hold on a minute, pull it up, stop. You know what you want to do with that, right? You want to put a banging donk on it. Yeah, that's sick, that is sick. I could definitely drop to that one.
What is a donk?
All we need now is like a hook line.
He's talking about
you
the kick drum.
The perfect one. Baseline. Oh, wicked. Now put a donk on it. Electro.
So this is British.
Put a donk on it.
Techno rap.
Oh, no, that is good. Put a donk on it. Hey, that's good, that's on it.
Sounds that way.
Okay, Michael, you have to tell us what a donk is. I personally thought it was meant penis. It's interesting.
It sounds like garage. Or garage. Excuse me.
Garage.
My cousin does that overseas over there.
Alright, so that was the last song of the week. You got another one? Oh, you just linked it.
I just linked. That's the song I did for the people at my work went on a boat, and I saw and I found a video of them on a boat, and so I remixed it to dubstep.
Because
I like dubstep now.
You like
a bunch
it
of my
now?
Coworkers trying to do the limbo. It's
funny. Was it sexy?
probably not.
Yeah, like I said, it's my coworkers doing a limbo, so you take from that what you want.
Okay. I want a sexy party.
Oh no, please. There's a party tomorrow, but it's at a karaoke club. I don't know what is up with the people at my work where they make sure, like, you know what? Even if you don't have a life, you probably won't want to come to our party.
Is there alcohol?
I'm sure.
That's a plus, though. I mean, you can make it fun yourself by just getting drunk.
Yeah, but if you want to leave, you have to somebody else has to make you leave if you drink too much alcohol.
No, I don't think you want somebody else to get drunk.
Yeah, it's like you can't leave underneath your own power if you drink too much. You got to sit there and deal with it.
Not me. No one ever makes me leave.
So. Well, it's not a question of making you leave. It's like, man, this party is dragging. I'm not having no fun, but I drank four of these, and I can't drive right now, so I'm stuck here until I burn off this alcohol.
That's why Japan has trains. It's awesome.
I agree. That is a good reason to have trains.
Okay, so apparently that Michael says a donk is the sound. So put the
donk. Yeah, I thought it was a kick drum, yeah.
Say that in a British accent.
Donk. Donk. I don't think there's really any accent for that one.
Donk.
Donk.
Donk. Put a donk on it. I don't know. I can't. I have a sucky British accent. I'll never go to Britain. Okay, well, we have no emails. We have no tweets except for All Games Radio, of course, saying we're on. We have no voicemails. We got nothing. So,
They fear the Empress's presence.
So you guys should definitely leave us some stuff. Give us some topics. Tell us what you've been doing and what you want to talk to us about. All right. And we are done because we're already over time, like by a minute. So thank you guys for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Anytime the Empress calls.
When Empress of All Games, once you're on the show, you get on that show.
Yeah, it made me not lonely. So thank you. Anyway, here's the outro. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Matane.
How's it going?
Danne.
Something like this.
Aishiteru.